Penguin Random House Audio presents Isabella, the Warrior Queen by Kirsten Downey. Read for you by Kimberly Farr. Prologue. In a castle on a steep promontory overlooking the wind-swept plains of north-central Spain, a slender, red-haired princess finalized the plans for a ceremony that was likely to throw her nation, already teetering toward anarchy, into full-fledged civil war. Her name was Isabella, and she had just learned that her older brother, King Enrique, known as Enrique el Impotente, which symbolized his failings, both administrative and sexual, had died. King Enrique's lascivious young wife, who had occupied her time bestowing her favors on the other gentlemen of the court, had produced a child, but many people doubted that the king was actually the child's father. Isabella had decided to end the controversy over the succession by having herself crowned queen instead. The 23-year-old woman was essentially orchestrating a coup. No woman had ruled the combined kingdoms of Castile and León, the largest single realm on the Iberian Peninsula, in more than 200 years. In many European countries, it was illegal for a woman to rule alone. On the rare occasions when women reigned, it was usually as regent for a son who was too young to govern. Isabella had a husband, Ferdinand, who was heir to the neighboring kingdom of Aragon, but he had been traveling when the news of Enrique's death arrived, and she had decided to seize the initiative. She would take the crown for herself alone.